This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Great, thanks very much for the news there, Scott.
Oh, it's news. It's craziness today.
I know. Welcome to S&M Fridays. I'm Simon.
And Michael.
And we'll be taking you through till 9 p.m.
Yes. And until about 9 p.m. I'm just throwing numbers around at the moment. I do believe that tonight's show is a bit to do with the number 9. A bit of a 9 show. You know, looking at
it is
a decade
too.
In time. My goodness me. Hello.
The 90s. We are going to be playing our favourite tracks from the 90s all the way through until 9 p.m. We're going to have plenty of shits and giggles in between.
Yes, indeed. And I must say, that is a very exciting thing to be here during Volunteer Week, because there are lots of volunteers at Joy, and we always like having more people to help out. So if you do want to do some nice work for the community, please come on in. Come on in.
And it's better community service than picking up rubbish when you've got jail time, isn't it?
That's true. Well,
it's a lot more exciting.
It is much more exciting. So tonight, we've got a lot of things happening tonight for you to listen into. So we've got a lot of interesting little tidbits. We've got some first world problems coming up, some things that we found during the week. We've got some information about Radiothon. And there's also an interview with
A very special guest. International. Soon to be star.
Well, depends where you are. Depends where you come from.
Mm. If you're a fan of Eurovision, you will want to hang around for this interview.
You will. It'll be coming up later on.
Joy 94.9.
And we've had some messages come in. Thank you to Anna, first of all. Anna saying, being boring, wanting Pet Shop Boys.
There's nothing boring with the Pet Shop Boys.
There's not. But I actually think it could be David Hunt outside of the studio with an alias texting him.
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. He's an evil, evil man.
But I'm sure we can round up some Pet Shop Boys with David being a part of this radio station. I'm sure there'll be no shortage.
And I think there's a whole shelf dedicated to it in the library.
Very true. And we've also had a message come in from John, who has said that Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. All-time best breakup song, and has been on repeat for the last few weeks, from the newly single Jono.
Jono, how, you poor thing. Yeah. I hope
everything's okay.
Yes. Well, but that's a nice song. Nice song to try and get it all out with. The video does freak me slightly. Mm. I will give that. You know, Sinead's not exactly on a very large television. Mm-hmm. It's not a fantastic sight. Not one that I would like to see by surprise.
You're just worried she'd belt you up.
She probably would. Yes, but that's okay. That's okay. I can deal with that.
But another random thing that I was thinking in the car the other day. I was actually listening to Joy when I was driving around, and was listening to the new Kate Miller-Heidke song.
Oh yes, yes.
Now she's a bit. Eccentric is probably an understatement.
Oh, yes. Right? But she's Australian, go figure.
Yeah, but I was thinking each decade's got their own eccentric performer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that there was one that stood out for me in the 90s that was just crazy.
Yes.
Do you remember Max Schramm?
No. Can you sing? Can you sing him for me?
Her? No. Her?
Oh, see, there you go. See, I have no idea.
Okay, well, we might try and find some Max Schramm for later. Oh, it's not really dance.
No, educate me. I need education.
She's, on a very, very different planet to the rest of us.
So. I don't mind that. That's good. That works.
Indeed. Now, we're going to jump back into the 90s, and the track that we've got for you next is iconic to the 90s.
Yes.
Very much a one-hit wonder.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
And look, that's the epitome of the 90s, really, isn't it?
It is. Everyone actually only released one album. Not even an album. One song on a cassette that went for about 4 minutes.
I remember cassette singles.
Oh, that
And you used to spin them around on a biro to rewind them.
and they were only like, 50 cents anyway,
exactly,
so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. All these new musical downloads and stuff. Yes. I love Amanda Lepore being the number one transsexual in the world.
Oh, well, apparently.
How How do you get that title?
I think it's a competition. I think, or
it's either, and what would be involved in the selection criteria?
I think there's some sort of beauty competition, and then there's a bit of a catwalk, and then there's a talent contest. And I think she would do really, really well at certain talents. I think that every person in the audience would leave not empty-handed.
Now, it was only a few years ago that she was Queen of Mardi Gras.
Oh. Mm,
so she's been out to royalty. Our shores. Yeah, she's done. She's Mardi Gras royalty.
She is. Mm. Oh, well, there we go. So she gets anywhere then. Mm. She's like very, the keys.
Keys to Sydney.
I wonder if she keeps them.
Well, hopefully she doesn't do what Cher did to the keys of Adelaide and put them on eBay.
Well, they are from Adelaide. I don't know how much she would have got for
exactly,
them.
Exactly, yeah. You wouldn't be... First of all, you wouldn't be putting your name to... having the keys to Adelaide.
No,
would you?
They'd be put in like your special cupboard.
Hello, you know, to all the people from Adelaide.
Yes, hello. on joy.org.au or through the iPhone app. They'd be in the special cupboard locked away. You wouldn't see them for like 50 years until you move house and then you go through the cupboards.
That's
and you realise
what she's done.
Yeah, and she just put it up on eBay for some reason. Mm. Tragedy.
I know. How cool was that song? How good was Steps?
And
that back album cover, I just drooled over that for years.
I think I have the entire back catalogue, which is not something that I don't normally advertise to people.
Wow, I would not have picked that from you.
But I do. It's one of those bands, not a band, not really, but a group. One of those groups that I just throw on and just dance randomly to.
And you screw your nose up at me for some of my 90s selections.
I don't screw you. Look, I understand.
To the listeners who can't see the look on your face when I play some of these songs, it's very much a screwing.
It's not. I would never.
Bad choice of words.
It is. I would never screw on radio. I would never screw my face on radio.
Wonderful.
It's not that. No, I like it. Some of them I haven't heard in an extremely long time, and there'll be some that I haven't heard at all. And I accept you for your choices. It's okay.
Now, when one of the last track was playing, I think it was Tragedy. We did have a chat about something that was revolutionary, and it's a word that I've used twice in the program
very,
today. So
very.
I think it's my word of today. There was a girl band called Girlfriend, an Aussie girl band. They were the first.
They were, yes.
So they were like Australia's version of Spice Girls, but a very poor effort of one.
Yeah, okay.
Now, hello to any of those if they are listening. But
from wherever they may be.
Exactly. And then one of the band members dropped out.
Yes.
Which was their version of Scary Spice. Robin Luau.
Yes.
Isn't that funny? I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago, yet I can remember... I think the band member of GF4 that dropped out.
I think there's a name for that. I'm not sure what that is. I'm sure there's something that explains it.
And when they reformed, they reformed the band GF4.
Mm.
Now, I remember, this is another thing that's showing my age, you know, and I do want to touch on this one again because I love the look that I got from you on this topic. Right. I remember when they brought out their first single Sooner or Later, and when they reformulated to GF4.
Yeah.
Now, when technology was at a cutting edge stage, right, and computers went from something that was in just a few homes into something a bit more mainstream.
Monitors became colour, for example.
Exactly, yes. And, some cheering in the studio.
Crazy antics.
And I remember when they brought this CD out, it was the first of its kind because you could watch the video clip as well as hear the song at the same time.
Now that is amazing. Absolutely. That is truly revolutionary.
It is. See, now you're on that word.
Revolutionary. I do not know what person even thought of putting a video with a CD. that person should be congratulated.
Exactly.
Joy 94.9.
There are some issues that have been coming up lately, and I feel as though I am living in a world that has got problems all around it, and I just don't know how much longer I can cope dealing with first world problems.
I was just about to say, what does society call these problems?
First world problems, the things that I just don't know if I can, I don't know if I can live.
Tell us about your first world problem.
I was listening to some people on the tram today. Lovely, two lovely boys who I think they probably would listen to some grunge, mm-hmm. Or something alternative.
So they were emo.
They were a bit emo, a little bit emo. But I overheard some. One of them was very annoyed, and the poor thing, couldn't express how annoyed he was on the tram because he doesn't like Mikey. The poor thing. The new ticketing mm-hmm. thing. The touch here and make it beep and flash. Yes. He doesn't like it. And the reason why he doesn't like it is the poor thing. He gets tips, and he liked to be able to use the tips to buy his ticket as opposed to putting a $50 note in the machine for a Mikey.
See, I wouldn't have expected that sort of a comment from someone so young.
I
thought that would have been very, very savvy when it comes to technology.
No, apparently those tips, that tip jar that he must live on, is more important for him.
Oh, bless him.
I know. I just don't know. And like today, I was trying to have a coffee and because I needed one. Mm-hmm. And I was only had 5 minutes of break left. And it was really tough to try and get it finished. I hardly got it finished. I hardly had my cup of coffee.
I don't know how you can live with yourself with these first world problems. Actually, now that you mention that, I know one. Now, when you go through drive-thrus.
Yes.
When you get a large soft drink.
Yeah.
Right. The tray that they give it to you in,
yes,
doesn't actually hold it. So if you go around a corner, it's going to fall out.
Because it's too heavy.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
That's too top heavy.
Too top heavy. And then the problem, it gets even worse.
These are the issues that we face in life.
The problem is, though, those large cups then don't fit in all the cup holders
exactly.
in a car.
Exactly, yes, yes.
So you can't win either way. Anyway, you're going to get a wet lap. And that is never a good thing while you're driving, especially when people can't see the cup that
it depends on what situation, circumstance.
Well, no, I know, but normally if I'm driving and I see someone who is currently trying to wipe their lap because it's wet, I would be a little bit concerned driving
concerned
next to
them. Concerned or excited?
Concerned, okay. Quite concerned.
All right.
So, you know, if you have experienced one of these terrible, terrible, terrible problems of late, we'd love to know about them because I know the only way to solve problems is to vent.
Yes.
And to make them to fit so they can be fixed, you know, we need to know about them.
Joy 94.9.
So what we're going to do, we're going to jump into the interview that you did with a wonderful
Kirk Clare
from Eurovision.
Eurovision Song Contest is on next week, and it's very exciting. Mm. I'm a big fan. Always have been a big fan.
The gay community are a big, big fan base yes. of Eurovision.
Yes, and in so much so that there's a big Joy event on next Sunday.
That's correct. Yes.
So it's quite big, quite exciting, and we had the pleasure of chatting to Kirk Clare. Earlier this week.
You're on Joy 94.9 and you're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And on the line, we have someone very special, someone who is coming to us via the old phone line from a place far, far away. He's going to be representing Malta this year in the Eurovision Song Contest. Here he is, the man, Kirk Kalija. How are you, Kurt?
How are you doing? I'm fine, thank you.
How is the whole thing going over there? We hear so much about it, but yet we are on the other side of the world. What's it like?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I had actually come to Azerbaijan last February.
Mm-hmm.
And whilst I was here, I was actually really taken away by the place. I fell in love with it. I mean, it's like this mixture of Baku, I mean, especially. It's like London, sort of, you know, it's a very metropolitan, cosmopolitan city.
It's actually
and obviously I would say the hospitality is amazing. The food, I really love it. I mean, something that I look forward to whenever I go to any country is the traditional food of the place, and yeah, it's really amazing.
So what have you tried over there?
There's a lot of dishes, but obviously the names are really weird.
There's
this soup which they call dishbera, which is really nice. It's like soup with you know, tortellini.
Yes, delicious.
But really small.
Yep.
And then they've got these kebabs, but they're really like very special, very. They're different. They're cooked in a different way to what we're probably used to.
So I'm guessing the food's pretty different over there than what you'd be used to in Malta.
Yeah, it's very different. I mean, for example, they use a lot of nut paste, and they use a lot of you know, spices which I've never seen or heard of before in my life.
Well,
I mean, I just cooked they are very healthy, actually. They grill a lot and use no fresh ingredients.
That's the joy of Eurovision, I suppose. You get to do all sorts of random things in foreign countries that you would never normally do.
Yeah, we wouldn't have probably get the opportunity to do it. We wouldn't have thought about it because you didn't have the knowledge.
Exactly. Now, you've got your song, This Is The Night, which you wrote yourself. What inspiration did you have to come up with the words?
Do you want the long version or the short version?
Oh, let's go with the short version.
All right. Well, in a nutshell, basically, I have invested a lot of time in myself and self-developing courses.
Yeah.
You know, and during this time, I discovered that you can actually achieve anything if you believe it.
Yes.
You know, anything at all. You can, think about it. Anything you perceive in your mind, you can achieve it if you believe it.
So it's quite an inspirational song.
Pardon?
It's quite an inspirational song.
Yeah. And, like, my biggest ambition is to be, is have a very successful music career.
Yep.
And so I gave this career the metaphor as though my music career is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm showing her my love.
That's very deep.
That's kind of the color I gave the
line. I quite like the song, and I've actually listened to the words a fair bit, because I've been listening to it over and over again. It's one of the things I do in the preparation for Eurovision, is I pick my little selection of songs to listen to, and I've quite enjoyed listening to This Is The Night in preparation for the coming semi-final. I know that last year you went for the Maltese pre-selection as well, but didn't quite get it. How has it all changed between last year and this year?
Well, I mean, last year the song was a ballad.
Yes.
And I didn't have a lot of experience.
Yep.
I believe that I might have made the wrong choice with the production, like how it sounds, because it sounds a bit dated.
Yeah.
Whereas had I used a more current sound with the song, maybe I would have done better. I don't know. It's all a gamble. But I don't know. I guess the song is catchy. It's still played on the radio till today.
Yes.
Last year's song.
That's pretty exciting.
So I'm very happy with it. I think it's just the lack of experience that I had.
Yes.
You know, I didn't use the right recipe. It wasn't a bad recipe, but it wasn't the best recipe to win.
Yeah.
I guess.
And
that was the right recipe to get me like a good place. So
you're also go ahead, keep going.
Tell us.
Yeah, that's right. No, sorry. We have one of those crazy satellite delays where we're sort of not quite sure if what's going on.
All right.
Now you're 23. There's lots to come, I'm sure. What would you tell someone out there in the Joy Listening universe if they were wanting to hit the big stage in singing and getting out there?
I started off by getting a blank piece of paper.
Yes.
And drawing myself on a big stage. I'm not much of an artist, you know, I'm just big man and stuff. But I drew myself on a big stage and I wrote down Kurt Kalea singing in front of, I don't know how many thousands of people.
And that's something that you've had in front of you the entire time?
Pardon?
Is that something you've been looking at all the time?
Yeah. Just so the thing is, when you know what you want, then you sort of take positive action towards it. You know, you start taking vocal training if you need it, and you start, jumping through hoops to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know where you're going. Imagine you are driving, right?
Yes.
And you haven't decided where you're going yet.
Yeah.
So you're driving, and then you find a roundabout, and you say, okay, where am I going to go? Left, right, straight on?
Yes.
You know? So you just take a random choice. And then halfway through, you decide, oh, but this is not really where I really want to be, so you turn back.
Yeah.
You find that roundabout again.
Mm-hmm.
And you just take another random choice, because you still don't know where you're going. Whereas if you know where you're going, you're going to drive, and you know that you have to take the third exit or the second exit.
So you you're pretty much listening to the man talking to you in the in that little machine that tells you where to go, but it's your own internal voice instead.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Now we're going to play your track right now on Joy 94.9. Thank you very much for giving your time. I know you're a very busy man organising yourself for the finals.
My pleasure.
No worries.
I would also like to say hi to my cousins and friends and family that I have living in Australia, and I really look forward to seeing them later on this year because I should be visiting.
Oh, beautiful. So we'll be able to see you. We might even come in and visit us.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
It'll be my pleasure.
It'll be great to see you. Kurt, thank you very much for your time. Can you please do us the honour of introducing your song?
For sure, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to listen to the Maltese entry for Eurovision Song Contest 2012 in Azerbaijan. The song for you is This Is The Night, and I hope you like it.
Joy 94.9.
There's nothing better than an interview made by the people.
Exactly, yes. Garbage actually did that.
Yeah.
I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning when they released their most recent album.
Yes, yes.
Tuned into the live stream thing.
Yeah.
And I've never live streamed anything before in my life.
Fancy computer things.
I missed the first probably 20% of the interview trying to live stream something.
Very good, well done.
But I finally got there.
Yeah.
I got it done. And but they didn't read my question out.
Oh, no.
I was disappointed. And do you know how disappointed I was?
How much?
I was disappointed and this is maybe beyond your time as well.
Okay.
Do you remember the show Romper Room?
Yeah, yes, right. Yes. Remember? Mr. Doobie?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Doobie's in retirement now,
but
isn't
I still
he?
Have the stuffed toy.
Mm. But Romper Room, at the end, used to have the woman with the mirror.
With a little mirror.
Yeah, and used to read the names out. It was that sort of disappointment when your name didn't get called
and
out.
And you never got Simon. Ever?
No, I did.
You did?
I did. So being such a common name.
Oh, okay.
But could you imagine a modern-day Romper Room?
That is quite an interesting thought. Because I'm thinking they would have to have a list as long as, I don't know how, it would be huge. It'd be probably as tall as the Rialto, trying to get all these names on there.
Yes, it would, yes.
And the problem is, actually, it could be okay because there are so many variations of the same name. Mm. They're all said the same, but they're spelled differently. And because it's not written and it's just spoken, they actually probably could work well because they'd have, you know, Robin for the boys and the girls, the one with the I, the one with the Y, the one with two N's, with two N-E, the one with the U, with the Z, with the X. They'd be all in the one, so they'd be
like,
all okay.
Like Epony Ray from Kath and Kim.
Exactly right.
E-double-P-O-double-N-double-E.
That's right. And no one would have to know that they actually don't mean that one. They mean someone else.
Actually, in the local... Not the local paper, but the Melbourne paper.
Metropolitan paper.
The Metropolitan paper.
Little paper.
There was a name that jumped out on me going, what were your parents thinking?
Oh,
and that was Michael Clark. Michael Clark, the cricketer, got remarried to a lady named Kylie. Do you know how she spells her name?
How?
Or how the parents spelled her name?
No, okay, let me guess. Kylie. Now, I'm thinking, certainly not K-Y-L-I-E, because that's normal.
Yes.
Kylie, it could be a K. It's a K sound, so it could either be a C or a K. An I could be an I with an E. K-I-E, Kai. L-E-E-Y-E.
No. No, think of much shorter. If you could get Kylie in four letters.
Oh, okay. Kylie in four letters. K I L Y.
Close. K Y L Y.
Oh, so close. Who needs vowels?
Exactly, yes.
Who needs, because they are too expensive on Wheel of Fortune.
I know. Stick with the consonants.
Exactly. And that Y, good value that Y. It could be a Y and an I in the same go.
Exactly. Actually, speaking of game shows.
Yes.
Yesterday I put my application into Hot Seat.
Now, hang on. This is a person who cannot count backwards to organise a time zone. Yet thinks that he can enter a TV quiz show.
Now, ironically, they give you 10 questions which you have to answer within 15 seconds of each question. Yeah. So it's actually like being on the show.
Ooh, drama.
So for those people who want to go in and put an application through for Hot Seat, you can actually go in and basically play the game online as part of your application.
Okay, yeah,
right?
Well, that's good.
10 questions.
Yes.
I got 10 out of 10 correct.
Now, what sort of questions?
Some of them weren't basic.
What was one of the questions that you surprised yourself that you got right?
Okay, the one that surprised me was, what is the meaning of the
meaning of life? Well, it depends who you talk to.
The word irreverent.
Yes.
Means to act with a lack of.
Okay.
And there was...
Reverence. I'm guessing. Four answers.
Responsibility, yep. Respect, yep. And two others.
Okay.
Right? So obviously the two others aren't the ones.
They're the ones that you got rid of, you yes, know, when you press
yeah,
the button.
Yeah. Yeah. So, look, just at random, I chose respect for some reason.
Yes.
Right? Something just drew me towards respect.
So what would happen if Mr. Eddie would have asked you the questions?
Well, it
would
have been one of those wild guesses that people got it right.
Oh, one of those.
And I would have been leaning towards respect for some reason.
Yes.
And I didn't know the answer, so I Googled it after I finished the
application. Oh, congratulations.
And it was right, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So so how long is it until you find out if you are on or not?
Oh, who knows?
Oh, okay. So there's no actual time that you'll know it's happening in?
No. But I'll let you know when I do get on there. Okay. I'll give you a call from the Bahamas.
Oh, lovely. Good. Mm. Okay. And I'll make sure I deliver to
your
place.
And you can make all the fun of my time zone miscalculations
you
like.
At least I'll be able to do it still after that
Even though I won't be able to call you because I won't know what time it is.
Exactly right. And so I'll be up at some, you know, 4 a.m. taking a phone call. Oh, it's him again.
Wow, E17.
Oh, I'm dancing. I was
God,
dancing.
That takes me back.
Oh, that takes lots of people back.
And we were doing House of Love in here.
We were. And I can do that because there are no chords above my head.
Exactly. So you are listening to S&M Fridays only for another few minutes. So it is time for us to say goodbye.
It is indeed, yes.
First of all, we would like to thank everybody who messaged in.
Yes.
Thank you for all your favourite 90s tracks. They take me back.
They help me to learn. You know, I need to know these things to become a better person.
Mm.
I need to know about history. Mm. I need to know what was popular back in times when I don't remember.
And now you know what Corona was before it was a beer.
Exactly. Mm. I now know everything.
Exactly.
I can now sleep tonight soundly.
Wonderful.
Finally,
wonderful.
For the first time.
So on next week's show,
yes,
we have the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, Sharon Needles.
Indeed.
We have
a whole lot of interesting things. We'll see what comes up during the week.
Yes.
Basically, just visit the Joy website at joy.org.au and just, you know, follow your way through the grid and get to us. And you can do that as well if you forget where you're
Pac-Man-esque.
Going.
It was very Pac-Man-esque.
It was. I was doing some finger motions to
that's the way through. Yeah, that's why I wanted
to be Pac-Man. It was very Pac-Man, but unfortunately there's no camera in here to sort of show that. I suppose that's the one thing about radio. You can't see what's going on. So
that's probably a good thing.
Sometimes it is. That's right.
Music for next week, we're going to go with some divas.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, it's going to be Battle of the Divas.
Oh, a bit of big voices.
Yes.
And there might be some dancing. There actually might be some singing along. So luckily there is no camera in here to record what I'm doing while the songs are on. And luckily the microphones will not be on while the songs are on.
And not show the wonderful sequined gown you'll be wearing into next week.
I think I will look beautiful in a brilliant red
sequined. Something strapless.
I think it will look good. And it will sparkle as I traverse around the studios.
Ooh. Isn't that nice? Next week.
That's next week's.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We are going to have one more track. Now, this just sums up the 90s, this track, to take the show out. We will catch you all next week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.